outpouring of divine love. Ephesians 3, 16 to 19. Father, we stand awed at that holy abyss of divine love that you long to overflow, to pour out upon your church. I bring to you, God, as an intercessor, the church in this area. I bring to you the pain, the lethargy, and the passivity that has paralyzed and blinded your people. We ask for the outpouring of that which heals, that which corrects the spiritual darkness in our hearts. Grant to us, O God, according to the riches of God's glory. Grant to us according to the measure of how wealthy you are. According to that wealth, open your hand and give freely from on high. Strengthen us with divine might in the inner man. My heart languishes. The heart of this people so easily is prone to distraction. I ask for the strengthening of divine might. Arise, O hand of God. Come forth, O might of the Holy One. O divine might, lay hold of your church. Outpouring of divine love. Come in your holy might and make us powerful with your divine power in the inner man. We long that Christ would dwell in power and move and live and have his being in our midst. Oh, that Christ would move freely and dwell in faith and in power in the midst of this community of believers. That we would be rooted and grounded in love. Come and root us. Come and ground our understanding. Come and ground our emotions in the revelation of divine love. Root us and ground us that we may be able to fully comprehend what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height of the love of God. Oh, we long to know the love of Christ Jesus. Father, grant us entrance into that realm of revelation of the love of God. Engulf us. Glorify our spirits in the unfolding and the illuminating of our minds and hearts of divine love. The love which passes human knowledge. That this church, that this people would be filled to your fullness. That the power of God would overflow. That the unbelievers would flock in by the multitudes, by the tens of thousands. Oh, that you would grant unto us the divine granting of divine might, that unbelievers would come by the untold multitudes, that your church would rise out of the dust and out of the dirt of shame and lethargy. We would stand as priests adorned, powerful and mighty in the love of God. Thank you for your outpouring of divine love. Thank you that it begins even now in these days. Blessed be the name of our God.